Aged care will be a key feature of tomorrow's budget, with the government committing at least an extra $10 million over 4 years. But doctors and aged care workers are already warning that won't be enough to meet the demand for services and to train and employ the staff needed to deliver them. David Sparks has more.
For people working in the aged care sector, the pressure to do more with limited resources is extreme.
It's stressful, and you feel as though you're not fulfilling your job because you can't provide the care that you should be providing to these people.
Michelle is an aged care worker in Wollongong, south of Sydney. She's also a member of the Health Services Union.
You know, each shift you should turn up to, you don't know if you're going to have adequate amount of staff. We've got minimum amount of staff now on each floor, and if one of them calls in sick, it's detrimental to the whole shift of your day. You know, you've got residents that have to wait to go to a toilet because you can't be in two places at once.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says tomorrow's budget will have an extra $10 billion over the next 4 years to increase home care packages and boost the workforce. But the Health Services Union's National President, Gerard Hayes, wants an extra $20 billion to not only boost the wages of aged care staff, but to employ more of them.
It would deal with many, many issues. So the first issue will be an extra 90 minutes of face-to-face care for people who are in residential aged care. It would see an extra 59,000 jobs throughout Australia. That goes to, you know, sort of supporting not only people in aged care, but workers, but also the economy. We also then see people working together at multiple positions that would support each other. So whether allied health professionals, their carers, or indeed that they are RNs. And it's something that we cannot sort of walk away from, because I do not believe this chance that we have now will come again for a long time.
The Royal Australasian College of Physicians also thinks $10 billion is too little. Dr. John Madison is a member of the college and president of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine.
Well, if you look at the annual spend on aged care is over $25 billion a year. So this is only a 10% increase. And the Royal Commission itself has identified that successive governments over the last couple of decades have effectively removed $10 billion a year. So this doesn't even go close to addressing that current shortfall, let alone any funding to implement the 148 recommendations of the Royal Commission.
And he estimates an additional $10 billion is needed per year if the workforce is to be boosted to provide adequate care.
It's really clear the first priority has to be to increase both the number, skills and training of staff in residential aged care. But the overall message is clear: we need more staff and we need them to have a higher level of skills and training across the board. That's how money should be spent immediately in the short term.
Dr. Madison believes the budget is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to fix aged care, and worker Michelle agrees.
It's an industry that has not been focused on in a very long time, and now's the time, especially with the Royal Commission report. Because if we don't fix it now, it's going to be too late. And we're getting very, very close to making it too late.
That's aged care worker Michelle, ending that report by David Sparks.